As mentioned today, President-elect Obama reinvigorated the call, echoed by so many over the years, to celebrate the holiday to honor Martin Luther King Jr. as a national day of service. This morning, the president-elect visited wounded soldiers at Walter Reed Army Medical Center here in Washington and helped paint a wall at a local homeless shelter. Like many people in many communities around the country, Michelle Obama put together care packages for troops overseas, while many others refurbished schools, cleaned up neighborhoods, and provided food to the homeless and the hungry. How did you mark this Martin Luther King Day? Our phone number is 800-989-8255. Email us talk@npr.org and join the conversation on our website, npr.org. Just click on Talk of the Nation. Jean Wilson joins us now by phone from Detroit, where she is Executive Director of United Peace Relief Detroit. Nice to have you on Talk of the Nation today.
Hello, Neil. It's good to see you. I mean, good to talk to you here.
And what have you been doing today?
Well, today I got up and made a big, huge pot of chili, and about 20 people came over. At first I thought, well, there's not that much for 20 people to do, but there really was. And we prepared meals for about 250 people and brought them and put them in our cars and everything and brought them down to the local neighborhood service organization, which houses up to as many people that can fit in there. It was really packed today. Cold day. And we fed right outside, and there were it was like a long line of people. We also had clothing to give away, some socks, mittens, things like that.
And that you've been collecting, I suppose, for some time.
Yes. Well, I do collect constantly, and people give me things, because I do put on soup kitchens, either by myself. I have put on soup kitchens, a few of them, with just myself, using homeless people helping me to put it on. Show up with the food and say, okay, now we're going to serve to, you know, each other. We're going to be good about this. And it's really, really great. And today there was such an overwhelming response to Obama's call to come out and serve. I had so many phone calls that I said, let's do it today. So today we were able to do it up real nice and big. And it was actually a lot of fun. And, you know, it was very good for all. We had a very nice experience.
And it's important to do it on well, there's always plenty of volunteers, I think, on Martin Luther King Day, on Thanksgiving, on Christmas, too.
Yes.
But it was interesting to hear the president-elect say, look, no hands, I think I'm paraphrasing here, no hands can be idle in this crisis. We need to renew our commitment to service. Government can't do it by itself. We can't just do this one day a year.
Right, right. I mean, it's a good move to do that today. I've never seen so many people come out on Martin Luther King Day. I mean, never before have we had a president that says, "You're going to do this today. This is what we're going to do. No hands will be idle." And I really love to hear Obama talking about that we all should volunteer and pull up our shirt sleeves. And that's what I've been saying, too. And now it's time to get to work.
But how do you sustain that commitment?
How do you sustain that commitment? There are a lot of people and lots of resources. Like, for instance, today I didn't have the food I needed. I didn't have what I needed, but I put a call out there for volunteers and stuff. And people came and brought cups and the ingredients for the food. And, I mean, everything. We just made it all up happen ourselves.
And how do you then get those people who were doing it today to come back next week and the week after?
Well, right now, a bunch of us has met up at the local restaurant, the Cass Cafe, and we're discussing that. And then there are some people who do want to continue to do things. And there are some people who occasionally call and come and help out. And there was a few people who have for the very first time, and they think they'd like to do it again.
And what are you going to be doing tomorrow?
What am I going to do? I'm going to be celebrating with Mr. Obama.
You going to watch on TV?
I'm going to go find a TV somewhere, yes, and watch the TV, yes, definitely.
Well, Jean Wilson, thanks so much. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Jean Wilson, Executive Director of United Peace Relief Detroit, where today she cooked some chili and fed some of Detroit's homeless. What did you do to mark Martin Luther King Day to this year? 800-989-8255. Email is talk@npr.org. And let's begin with Father Motet. Is that right?
Right.
In Davenport, Iowa. Go ahead, please.
Right. Well, we're just returning from a two-day conference in Des Moines, an Iowa statewide meeting on social action. We've been doing this for years. We usually hold it over this weekend, and we emphasize the 2 feet of social justice, First foot is charity, where we do trying to help people with emergencies. And secondly, we move on to justice, trying to get at the causes of poverty. And we had people from all over the state come, and we do training. We have community organizing training and other kinds of training, and people reporting on what they're doing around the state.
Well, Davenport, where you're calling from, well, devastated by floods earlier, last year.
Well, it was more Iowa City and Cedar Rapids. They had it worse than we did.
Okay.
Yeah, they did.
And why this weekend?
This weekend, we thought it was an appropriate time to talk about justice on this weekend. And we some of us were at the scene when Martin Luther King gave the Have a Dream speech.
Back in 1963. Were you there?
63, we were there up front. And then he came to Davenport in 1965 to receive the Potsdam Terrace Peace and Freedom Award, and we have a recording of that speech, too, where some of the same themes. And also, I think it's important because Iowa was the first one to give Obama his start.
Indeed it did. January 3rd, last year, the Iowa caucuses.
That's right. 97% white, and we nominated an African-American candidate.
Well, Father, thank you, and I hope you have safe travels today.
Yes, thank you.
Bye-bye. Let's see if we can go next to, this is Daniel. Daniel with us from St. Louis.
Yes, how are you doing?
Very well, thank you. What are you doing today?
I'm already finished today. I'm going to go to a celebration later. I got two friends of mine, and we went to a part of town that they probably would not have gone to, and we helped out with a food bank.
And what were you doing specifically?
They had collected cans from just different kinds of cans, so we helped them separate into soup, vegetables, fruit, and it was really nice. It was a Jewish food bank, and I'm Jewish, and one of my friends is half, and the other one is not. And it was really nice bringing them into, bringing different religions and cultures together to help out on this day.
And this day in particular, are you going to be back another day to help again?
Probably not at this place because I'm leaving the country in a month. But I've been serving this month, actually. I've been going to a retirement community and helping the members use computers. So I've already been doing some service. And when I get back into the country in July, I'll probably do something similar.
Daniel, thanks very much. Where are you going?
I'm going to Israel.
Okay. Well, have a great trip.
Thank you very much.
Appreciate it. Here's an email from Sandra in Salt Lake City. I'm a hospice nurse, and I am continuing to do my normal service. Let's get Carolyn on the line. Carolyn, well, it says Chucky on the line. I suspect it's Truckee, California.
Yes, it is.
Go ahead, please.
Hi there. My children and I live in a really privileged town in Northern California. It's a mountain town, a resort town. And we woke up this morning and I said to my girls, Barack Obama has asked us to do something today. And what are we going to do? We decided to go to a senior center and talk to some women elderly women who needed to chat. But I think the most profound part of the day was when my 9-year-old daughter said, "Mommy, it's so nice that Barack Obama has asked us to do something today." And I just looked at her and I thought, how profound that here we are. He's not quite president yet, but we are doing what he's asking us to do. And it's not just he that is feeling so good about it, but we are feeling so good about it.
And will you do it again?
Absolutely. We've created quite a culture in our family around Barack Obama, and the girls and I have done a lot of fundraising. They made stationery with pieces of his speeches, and we sold that for his campaign. And we although ironically we live in a place that doesn't need us as much as we'd like it to, we will always do something, and we give thanks that Barack Obama has inspired us to get back in the game.
Carolyn, thanks for the call. Have a great day.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. And let's go now to Becky. Becky's calling from Sacramento.
Yes, hi.
Hi, how are you today?
Good. I just wanted to say that my sisters and I have been making handmade cards for the troops. We started last night. It's kind of our service project.
And when you say handmade cards, what do they say? What do they look like?
Greeting cards, all variety. Birthday, thinking of you. These are cards that we'll send to the troops, and then they can turn around and send to their family and friends.
I see. So it's for them to use to send back to this country so they have something ready-made to send back.
Right. And I've heard a little bit of the caller ahead of you, too. And Barack Obama has really inspired, my whole family, too. And all the sisters, we were sitting around last night talking about, okay, what are we going to, what more can we do? Volunteering and just, helping out the country.
And do these go separately or are they part of care packages that are sent to the troops?
I have a name of one person, but they're also online. There's a Cards for Troops organizations where people can make cards and then send them, and depending on how many they're making, to these organizations, and then they will send them on to the troops.
So if you're looking for something to do, it's not hard to find something to do.
Right.
All right, Becky, thanks very much.
You're welcome. Thanks.
We're talking about, how you marked Martin Luther King Day. Give us a call, 800-989-8255. Email us, talk@npr.org. It's the Talk of the Nation from NPR News. Joan's on the line. Joan with us from Colfax, California.
Hi there.
Hi, Joan.
We had an amazing day here in the very small town of Colfax in Northern California. This is a town of 2,500 people, and just in the last 5 days, we, on the spur of the moment, decided to join this campaign today to give service. And we had over 70 people show up today, and over 40 of those were students from the local elementary school. And we spread out with trash bags, and we cleaned this town from one end to the other. We gathered hundreds of pounds of trash and recycling, and on top of that, we gathered cans for the food bank down the road.
Astonishing what stuff you find when you go through the neighborhood looking for garbage.
It's everything you can think of, wrappers, Starbucks cups, just anything you can imagine. And the kids just did an awesome job, and everyone was so excited. It was like it was a fair or something.
Joan, thanks very much.
Thanks.
Bye-bye. This from Catherine by email. I help serve lunch at a Hunger Center soup kitchen run by St. Augustine Church in the Tremont neighborhood of Cleveland, Ohio. We literally serve the diners at their tables, a departure from the usual cafeteria style in the center. We also organize the Hunger Center storeroom. This was my first time to observe the Day of Service on Martin Luther King Day, and I plan to make this an annual tradition. I was inspired by the President-elect's call for service and would like to find other ways to share my talents. I'm an educator and writer with my community, perhaps by mentoring some young people. And let's go back to the phones. This is Jim. Jim with us from Southport, North Carolina.
Hi, this is Jim Carey, and I was diving today at the North Carolina Aquarium at Fort Fisher.
And how is that marking National Day of Service?
Well, the aquarium has a free day for Martin Luther King because of the recognizing and celebrating Martin Luther King Jr., and we had about 150 to 200 spectators outside of the exhibit, and there was me and another diver and about 155 animals on the inside of the tank, 12 of which were sharks, and we had eels and stingrays and various fish that are that you can find off the shores of North Carolina.
Well, it sounds like not only were you doing service, you're having a good time, too.
Oh, yeah. It's great when you can do that and not have to pay for it. But we do it every Monday, and as Martin Luther King's celebration falls on a Monday, we're able to do that every year, and we feel very proud about being able to do that. We also let the people know that it is Martin Luther King Jr. Day, and also with the inauguration tomorrow, we were able to bring that to the forefront as well.
Well, Jim, thanks very much, and nice to get a free dive.
Yes, it is, very much so.
Bye-bye.
And when I get home, I'm going to the volunteer fire department.
Good for you.
Thank you very much, and thank you very much for taking my call.
Bye-bye. Let's see if we can get somebody else in. And let's go to Tara. Tara with us from Phoenix.
Hello.
Hi.
I actually work with autistic children, so I'm pretty much, I do service every day. I'm just doing it for free today.
Doing it for free today, so not getting paid.
I'm not charging for the kiddos that I work with today.
And what's the usual fee? Is it per child or per hour? How does it work?
It's per hour. It's a regular job. It's just that the money is deducted eventually from the state coffers down the line. Through the company that I work for, so I'm doing it free today. So it also helps the economy just that tiny bit by my doing it for free. And also what I did with my morning kid, because he's a kid who doesn't have serious behavioral issues, is I took him out in the community and we collected some trash.
Tara, thanks very much.
Okay, have a good day.
You too. Bye-bye. And let's squeeze one last caller in. This is David. David with us from Ionia in Michigan.
That's right. Thanks for taking my call. We came up with Ionia is a small community. We came up with a service learning project, and we've invited the whole public and fed them soup, had some inspirational speeches, and then did cards to take around to the shut-ins to inspire them.
Inspire them as well. The shut-ins are people in homes of various types?
That is correct.
And how many people showed up for this in Ionia?
They told me 58 or 59, and which is a lot more than what we thought, because I was the cook, and I cooked for 60 people, and I thought, boy, I'm going to run out.
What was for lunch?
No, thank you.
Okay. Thanks very much, David. Talking to people, and thanks to all of you who emailed us and called us to tell us what you were doing on this Martin Luther King Jr. holiday. This is Talk of the Nation from NPR News. Be sure to join us tomorrow for special coverage on Inauguration Day. I'm Neil Conan in Washington.